Welcome to Treasure Coast Happenings. Here's your host, Drew Mello.
Joining me today are Claire Gibbs and Joan Bowers from PEO, a philanthropic organization that celebrates the advancement of women through educational scholarships and grants. PEO will be having their third annual afternoon tea fundraiser on Saturday, February 22nd at First United Methodist Church of Melbourne on New Haven Avenue. Ladies, welcome to Treasure Coast Happenings.
Thank you, Drew.
I was a little surprised in doing research before talking to you that PEO goes back to 1869.
Exactly.
There are hundreds of thousands of members in North America, and there are lots of chapters even in Florida and along the Treasure Coast.
Yes.
And you're all women.
All women, yes. Women helping women.
And what do you do exactly, Joan? Flesh that out for me a little bit, of the services or the help that you offer women.
What we are, primarily a philanthropic educational organization. We help them through grants, through loans. I chair a committee called PCE, which is for continuing education for women whose educations have been interrupted and who want to go back to school, and they need just that little bit of additional help that our international organization can provide to them. When you help a mother, you're going to help the whole family.
Claire, how do you find the women that you help?
Well, from various sources. We're always looking for good candidates. People meet them in their Zumba class or by calling the universities and finding out from the financial aid office who has applied and who needs help and who is particularly deserving. Habitat for Humanity. We have a couple of women in our area who are Habitat homeowners and also working on their education. So any way we can get the word out, including your radio broadcast, hopefully, we'd be delighted to hear about any good candidates who are in need of help finishing their education.
And Joan, what kind of criteria is there for helping these women?
For my particular committee, a woman, first of all, must be a U.S. or Canadian citizen. She must have, at some time, had her education interrupted for a period of 24 months. And she must be within 2 years of completing a degree, a diploma, a certificate, a license. We're pretty broad in terms of who we help and how we help.
We also have a program for women coming from other countries who are attaining a graduate degree in the United States and intend to go home to their home country to assist their communities and their government, called the International Peace Scholarship. We're always looking for good candidates for that. We have a program called the PEO Scholars. These are $15,000 fellowships for outstanding women completing their doctoral degrees or medicine degrees. We've got two PEO scholars attending a university here. We have one for high school seniors who are going on to college, a merit-based award. So we like to say we help the full spectrum of women in all stages of life attain their educational dreams.
I'm speaking today with Claire Gibbs and Joan Bowers from PEO. Claire, your chapter is going to be having a tea coming up on Saturday, February 22nd. Tell me about that.
Well, we'd like to invite all of your listeners to join us for this tea. Guests will sample a mouthwatering variety of sweets and savories and be entertained by the Sweet Adeline singing chorus. Tickets must be purchased in advance, $15 for adults, $10 for kids. This is a fundraiser for our projects, and if you do join us on the tea, your contribution will help women of all ages to better their lives and better our world.
I would imagine, Joan, it's rather rewarding to help these women who otherwise might not have the education that you're providing.
Extremely so. It's a kind of reward that I just don't think you get anywhere else. We feel very strongly that we're here to help. And when we do, you know, you have a feeling of, I did something worthwhile. It's a little thing in a little part of the world. If we have enough little things in enough little parts of the world, we can make a big difference.
I've been speaking today with Claire Gibbs and Joan Bowers from PEO. If you'd like more information, we'll have an archive of this interview, as well as contact information on our website, WQCS.org. Ladies, thanks so much for coming in today and joining me on Treasure Coast Happenings.
Thank you, Drew.
Thank you, Drew.